Hi, Laura Kay with Chat 360. My podcast is all about connecting with local community members and talking about topics that are in the news today. And so not necessarily experts, but chatting about things that are going on in our world today that is important. And today I am talking about social media, cell phones, and adolescence. Now, in California, a high school teacher is complaining that students are watching Netflix on their phones during class. In Maryland, there's a chemistry teacher saying that students are using gambling apps to place bets during the school day. And around the country, educators are saying that students are routinely sending Snapchat messages in class, listening to music, shopping online, and a lot of other examples of how smartphones are distracting from teaching and learning. Now, the hold that phones have on adolescents in America today is well documented. We've all been talking about it. But teachers are saying that parents are often not aware to what extent students are using them inside the classroom. And more educators and experts are speaking with one voice on the question of how to handle it. And a lot of that is coming down to banning phones during classes. Speaking with Kelly Watkins, she is a parent, but also the principal of Aquinas Academy in Greensboro. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Okay, so here you are. This is your topic today, and I think you have a lot to say on this, both as a teacher and as a parent. So let's tackle this as a teacher first. Okay, so you told me when we were talking that, yes, you have experienced the use of social media among some of your students in school. So tell me a little bit about some of the examples of this. Like, what have you found in the classroom?
Oh, sure. We actually see it way too much, whether it be with their individual cell phones or the laptops even that we distribute to the kids as we're a one-on-one school. So we are a pre-K through sixth grade school, and kids come to school with phones every day, even though they're supposed to leave them at home or leave them off in their book bags. The number of students, even as young as kindergarten, who come with phones is unbelievable. But they're on them during the day. Kids will text their parents during the day. They will do Snapchats. They have those phones and devices to where I think it seems like an addiction at times that they have to check them between classes. And so it is a problem, and it is a major distraction from the teaching in the classroom. Even, like I said, whenever we get the computers, we found kids on apps where they want to go shopping or they're doing things. And if they're working and you're expecting them to be on an educational site, they may be listening to music, they may be somewhere. Unless you can see the screen, you really don't know where they are. So I don't think parents realize how much of a distraction it is to have them in school. So it's definitely impacting the classroom.
So let me ask you this. Have you met with parents and talked to them about this subject in the past?
We try to limit that to the teachers on teachers, okay. With as it comes up in their classrooms. Students are asked if they're ever seen with their device. They are asked to leave it in their book bags and have it turned off. The other day, though, we had to try to track a phone number. So as we were trying to find out who made a certain call, we went into the classroom and kind of dialed that number. Well, the number of kids who admitted that they had their phones with them was staggering. And so it just kind of made us aware last week or the week before that just how many kids bring those phones with them every day. So we try to handle that. If the teacher sees it, they'll try to contact the parents, let them know they are not supposed to be in school. But what we found, too, is it's not just the phones. It's the watches and the smart devices, like the Apple Watches and the smartwatches are on the kids. And they're sending chats and text messaging their parents and friends, and just not needed during school.
So do you think that the parents are surprised that their students are sending them messages during the school hours, or don't they ever bring that up?
They don't bring it up as much. They know anytime we bring it up with the parents that it's not supposed to be happening in school, they don't really have a, they're not going to do it. They understand that it's not something that is okay, but I don't see that curtailing any of our parents from responding back to their kids. It's interesting because they send them, and a lot of them will say they are sending them with the phone because if they need to reach their parents, you know, they need to be able to reach them. But that's what the school is for. We're there to take care of the kids. And if there's an emergency that we need to contact the parents, we can do so. That's that is our responsibility.
And you said there are kids as young as kindergarten that are coming to school with devices?
With phones, yes, with devices.
Okay, wow. Yeah. And would your school district or would your school ever consider banning, as some schools have, the use of these devices at all? Or would that not be something you would think about?
I actually think it would be a very good idea because I think the screen time that these kids have is too significant, and it's impacting not just their attention in class, but it's their sustained attention to details and lessons. You take any of the social media, the videos that these kids are watching, and the information they are receiving is all very quick little snippets. That is impacting how long they can attend to a task in class. They're ready for that next quick rush of adrenaline. And so it's not just the texting and snapping that I see as a problem, but it's just too much of a reliance on these devices at all times. And I think everyone needs to step away from them. They need to come to school and know that those hours are without your own personal device. And I wish parents would be more proactive about keeping those devices at home, because it is hard when they come with backpacks and the smartwatches on. It is hard to monitor and find all of the devices every day.
Right. So, well, and I think, too, there's a difficulty in saying, okay, if the parents have said this was okay and they're allowing their children to come to school with these devices, then how can the school say, no, you can't bring them? So I'm sure that's a controversy as well.
Oh, it is. You always get into a tricky situation when you have that dilemma because, like I said, a lot of parents want their kids to have it. You know, the way things are, if there's ever an emergency, they want the kids to be able to reach them immediately. So as a parent, I understand that. But at the same time, as an administrator in the schools, I can see the impact it has and the distraction it can have. We've had multiple occurrences where we've had students take pictures of other students and manipulate them to more of a bullying item as well. So it just, it gives too many opportunities for kids to make those poor choices. And it just, you know, when we were younger, you could go home from school and kind of take your day off. You didn't have to worry about where it would show up again. And we just have this influx of everything has to be posted about everyone's daily life. So there's never a chance for these kids to just get away from something. And school time should be that time, like where you don't have to worry about what pictures are going to go up or who has a phone or who's sending a message. It should just be a safe place for kids to go and learn.
Yes, I agree. And I was a teacher years ago. So this would be, if I were still in the classroom, very concerning for me. First of all, I'm putting together lessons to teach the children, and these lessons are important. And the kids may very well be missing the point. Also, I think they're used to what rapid fire stimulus.
Yes.
Coming from social media, and may become bored in the classroom almost. I mean, do you see that happening more often than not now? I mean, are you seeing a shift in the attitudes of the learning patterns from the students?
Oh, completely. Yes. I think it's more of a, it's a behavioral, absolute behavioral switch, because the kids are used to getting that instant gratification. And if it's not instant in the lesson, they tend to drift off. And I see it more with the behaviors in kids as far as attention deficit, and they always talk about the distractibility of students. I just see it more now as almost a learned behavior where the students aren't really suffering as much from attention deficit, but they're suffering from that instant gratification and not getting it in every aspect of their life.
Right.
You know, parenting is very difficult. Teaching is very difficult. And if you look around, even anytime you go out and you look at little kids, you know, in shopping carts, or when you go out somewhere and it's every little kid, as young as you can imagine, is holding a device. And so instead of them exploring the world and looking at things, the parents have this device that is easy to keep them quiet and amused. When you take away, they scream, they yell, and the easiest thing is to give it back.
Right.
And sometimes I think that's leading to the behaviors in class where if the kid doesn't want to do something, they just feel like they don't have to do it. And
plus,
so it is.
I think having that in front of them all the time is curtailing human interaction.
Oh, completely. Yes.
And how we learn from each other.
Yes.
With behaviors, with consequences, with communication, all of that kind of can tend to go by the wayside.
Oh, yes. If you look at teenagers nowadays, they don't have conversations. They will text each other, but they don't have conversations if
that
they're
full blown.
Yeah.
They're shorthand.
Shorthand.
Everything's
yes.
Shorthand. Now, a growing number of leaders at the state and federal levels, they've begun endorsing school cell phone bans, and they're also suggesting some new ways to curb access to devices. So last year, Florida was the first state to crack down on phones in school. There was a law that took effect in July that required all Florida public schools to ban student cell phone use during class time and block access to social media on their district Wi-Fi, which sounds like a good idea. Now, some districts went further and banned phones the entire school day. Oklahoma, Vermont, Kansas, they've also recently introduced what's becoming known as phone-free schools legislation. And there was a study done last year from Common Sense Media that found that 97% of kids use their phones during school hours. That's a lot. And kids are saying school cell phone policies are varying often from one classroom to another, and they're not always enforced. The next battle, of course, against earbuds and smartwatches, because even if they have their phones put away, they are getting caught listening to music on AirPods hidden under their hair or their hoodies. They haven't put earbuds in the policy yet, but they said we're almost there. So are you seeing that too? Are you seeing the music, listening to the music during the day?
We don't see that as much. With the kids, it's our, you know, being K-6, we don't get as much as I think what the high schools would get. But I have
right.
seen a lot of the high schools and how the kids and what they're doing, how they use their devices. And, you know, my own kid, who he's older, in his 20s, but he just has a earbud permanently placed in his ear. It's just a
surgically been placed.
Yes. And you just see that more and more. Even if they're not using it, it's there. And so I can only imagine what the high schools are seeing as far as the music goes with them listening to it. We don't have that as much because if we see it, we do ask them to put it away. But you know, I feel for those schools too. Whenever the one thing that I just smile at is the enforcement of this, the amount of class time it would take to make sure that you had everyone's phones. And then what do you do with them? You know, do you hold them the day? Are they in the office for the day? Who's responsible for that? So, you know, I think the bans are great, but I think that's something where the parents really need to step up and say, your device isn't going to school. And hold to it. You
know, well, and it definitely needs to be a concerted effort between the parents and the teachers.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I don't think one or the other group can totally handle it on their own.
No, no. And it's just, it's another thing that's going to be put on to the classroom teachers to do. And, you know, there's a lot of places you can put a phone. There's a lot of places you can put a smartwatch or earpods that are too tiny for others to find easily. And so I do think it will continue to be a distraction. And I think a lot of teachers would get to the point where they're just, you know, they're going to let it go because of the time that it would require out of them to enforce something like that. So
right.
I see that being met with some there's going to be some controversy. Yeah, absolutely.
Sure. So. Yeah, as there is with everything that's a hot topic.
Exactly.
I've been talking with you from a teacher standpoint, from a principal standpoint, but you are a parent too.
Yes.
And you have children who are, I'm sure, using social media. And, you know, there are a lot of studies out there now finding that regular use of Facebook was associated with depression. You know, the history really of social media, it's their undercurrents that can make the individual feel more, not less isolated in today's society. So talk to me briefly from a parent's voice, from that angle, about your kids' use of social media and what you've seen maybe as a difference in them as this has become more prevalent.
I think there's a lot. I mean, from a parental standpoint, I mean, even of a personal, not even a parent, but a personal standpoint. You know, you look at Facebook and people are posting that their lives are wonderful and everything is great and mm-hmm. everyone posts the positive. You know, if you look at that over and over and your life isn't going in that same direction every day, that brings you down. And I think kids see that now and it gives them a sense of them not having enough or wanting more.
Or jealousy.
Like,
with other students or other people who seemingly have the perfect life.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually even, you know, my own kids, I just laugh at the time that they will be sucked in for hours and they complain that, well, there's just not enough time to do such and such. Well, it's because you just spent the last 2 hours, like,
On social media.
Yes. Yeah, there's not enough time now. But so I think it kind of sucks that time away from kids. I've seen that probably the most is that they don't venture out. They don't do things because they want to find out what else is happening everywhere else. Mm-hmm. And it's now becoming, you know, just this morning on with TikTok and possibly banning TikTok, and you mm-hmm. have all of a sudden all of these kids who are trying to figure out what they're going to do because they were going to make their money off of TikTok and
right.
posts or Instagram. And that's even, you know, my son who hearing this, I'll hear about this later, but, you know, what was he going to do? And when he was in high school, what was he going to do? It was going to be, I'm going to be the next internet sensation. Mm. I'm going to do YouTube. I'm going to become a YouTuber. And that is what's becoming their focus instead of looking and seeing career choices and impacting and giving back to society in other ways. So
right.
I think more and more see that quick money that people can make, and that becomes their obsession. How am I going to be the next internet sensation?
So do you think then that social media is addictive?
Oh, absolutely. I think social media is addictive.
And really, there's so much to talk about with this subject that it's almost like we're just skimming the surface.
Yes.
And I am going to revisit this in another podcast because social media is so much tied in with the mental and emotional wellness of everyone, not just kids, but adults as well.
Oh.
And I think we've just
completely
barely touched the surface on that.
Oh, I wholeheartedly agree. And I think, you know, that's something from the educator's perspective as well. We have more social anxiety coming into schools, kids who get to the point where they don't even want to come, they're getting sick, they're finding ways to not be in a setting that has those interactions with other kids. It's becoming a major, major problem mm-hmm. in the schools. What we have seen since the pandemic is unbelievable. I had a session one time with there was a child psychologist who said that the brain development is being impacted. And he said, do not put your kids on until 13 or later because it's impacting the growth and development of their brain. And I don't doubt that whenever I see how many kids suffer with a daily anxiety or mm-hmm. attention problem in school. Mm-hmm. There's no way they cannot be related.
Like I said, this is just really skimming the surface of the topic. And I've been speaking with Kelly Watkins, a parent, also an educator. She is the principal of Aquinas Academy in Greensburg. And Kelly, thank you so much for chatting with me today. I think we're going to have to get together again and, and discuss this at some point down the road, because there's so much more to talk about. So thank you for today.
Thank you very much. It was my pleasure.